Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Yeah!
That's no way to start the 15-minute morning show.
Oh, you kidding? We've been up for like how long? 6 hours at this point? This is
lap
a long
time
day
for Grandpa.
Oh, don't you guys? At what point did you know you were getting old, Danielle?
When I get off the couch now sometimes and I go, oh, that hurts. Like, and then that's when you know it's settling in. It's settling in.
I knew I was getting old when I preferred slip-on sneakers to laced ones.
Okay, that's just lazy-ass.
Because I just love not having to bend over or sit down and tie shoes. I like to just take my feet in the morning and just be like, oh, slide in one, slide in two.
I could say something else about that, but it wouldn't be very nice, so I'll keep it to myself.
What you talking about,
Nothing.
I don't know. I don't feel old. I know that that's like a terrible answer, but I don't feel old ever. I mean, I guess maybe some of the trends that are back now from when we were in like elementary school, I guess that would make you feel old.
Such
like,
as?
My mom always used to be like, oh, I used to wear those pants when I was 10 years old.
Yes.
And now I see flared jeans and stuff are back. And I'm like, I used to wear those pants when I was 10 years old. Yep. Like, why are we doing this again? So I guess that would be one.
Okay.
But physically, I feel good.
Yeah. Elvis?
Hi, Sprise.
At what point did you feel or know you were old?
Oh, this morning, getting out of bed.
There you go.
Okay. Danielle said the same thing.
Old or adult? I mean, which angle? Old.
Old, like decrepit.
I said, I don't feel old. I'm not leaning into this.
Well, you're the youngest one in the room. Froggy, still, right. I feel like you're kind of decrepit at this point in life.
God, what a frog!
You keep saying bitchy mean things to
people. He knows he's getting decrepit. I'm decrepit.
Neither of you are decrepit.
Froggy is not decrepit.
I do.
Maybe you are, Nate, but...
I knew I was getting older when I struggled to reach down and touch my toes or put my socks on. I'm like, yeah, this is not good.
There you go. You know what? You said something, Gandhi. If you're getting old, just lean into it. Well, that's what I do. I lean into walls.
Oh, God. So you support yourself?
Well, you don't want to know. You know what? You can feel it's a different world standing up and having balance. And no, you can feel it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's that.
My mom's taking a balance class with all of her girlfriends because they keep falling into stuff. She's at that age.
Maybe they're all just drunk.
She's in her 70s.
It's true. We keep falling into shit.
So she goes, I'm so excited. I'm taking this balance class. And every week they go and they love it.
I should start doing balance class.
Yeah. It's probably a good idea for all of us.
I feel like
old. Why are you? I was laughing at me.
No, you don't need a balance class. I've never seen you fall down.
Oh, I fall. Was that?
Yes, but when he fell, it was intoxication. It was
that doesn't count.
Yeah, by the way, Elvis, when you fall, you fall. Like, you just don't fall, you fall.
Mine's kind of related to Froggy's. I have a little athlete's foot, and I couldn't reach down to put the paste in between my toes.
See, this is a multi-layered gross conversation.
That is just nastiness.
What? How does athlete's foot come up? Like, how do you get it?
I feel like I'm getting older. Area. I can't put my entire fist up my asshole.
Oh, God. I used to be able to. I think old is much more a state of mind. I don't look at anybody in this room as being old. Yeah. The oldest person, I would say... is Scotty, and he's not the oldest. He just acts like he's 120. Well,
today, I'm probably going to find out I have an optometrist appointment. I think I need glasses, so that's when I'm going to feel
old. That doesn't mean you're old. Little kids wear glasses. Yeah, come on.
I've had really good vision for a very long time. Now, all of a sudden, I can't see close up.
No, that's what happens. I remember that's the day I felt old.
The readers?
I could see one day, and I could not see the next day. And they say that's how it happened. Oh, it's like overnight.
Yep.
My favorite.
And then they found out my retina was detaching.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the thing.
Sheldon refuses. He refused for the longest time to put on the reading glasses, like he needed them. So he would hold the phone or whatever he was reading practically on the other side of the room. I'm like, do you want me to take this paper outside so you can actually see it? Put on your freaking glasses. Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous.
Well, that's me with my hearing now. I really probably should get hearing aids because I've got ringing in my ears. And awesome.
Nay,
so, like, we go out to like eat, and I'm like, huh?
Wait, you need to do what?
Hearing aids.
Wait, fine. How are you?
What's going on right now?
Wait, by the way, what happened with your GERD? Did you go get that checked?
That's an old thing.
Well, I take my Pepsid Complete every day now.
Oh, my God.
And then I take some Tums as necessary.
Right. Nate does more old man stuff than anybody else does.
Well,
I don't know. Scotty's wearing control top panties today.
He is. You have to be old to have something called GERD happening in your body.
No,
that's our joke. Our joke about being deaf.
Yeah,
it's like you say something and just say.
Oh, I get it now.
Fine. How are you?
What if you move into like a retirement community? Or are you considering like looking at your? You know, a house for
he's
like
not
your.
Old enough. He's not even close to old enough.
55.
Would that be something? Would that be considered getting older? Or if you spend more time on Facebook than you do on Instagram, that's probably like, oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone's getting older at every second of every day. We're all doing it at the same pace.
Right now, you're older.
Yeah.
The only thing other than getting older is you drop dead, Scary. Yeah. You want to drop dead?
You're older
Scary,
now. Scary,
you're older now than you were when this conversation started.
I know.
You're the youngest right now you will ever be again.
Yep. You know, like, this is how you really know you're old. So David Katz, your business partner.
Yes.
I golfed with him and his two friends that he went to high school with. So they're all almost 60. And them catching up was fucking hilarious. He goes, hey, do you remember Ray Johnstone? Yeah, he's dead now.
Oh, God.
And, just so matter of fact.
They start dropping
that's
like flies,
so
man.
Hey, that's horrible.
Yeah, do you remember Stevie? Yeah, he's been dead for like 5 years, but his wife is getting like... Like, oh my God.
Well, I used to call my mom and dad and they would give me the weekly death report.
Yeah.
No.
And it was almost as, oh yeah, here's the list of everyone who died this week.
My parents would do the same thing.
But that's got to be so sad because when you start to get to that age where you start going to more and more funerals of all your friends, like you have to be sitting there thinking, gosh, will mine be next? Like seriously.
Yeah. But think about it this way. Maybe it's actually a pretty cool point in your life where you know you have a finite number of days left no matter what.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
It's like you start, you know, looking at life through a different lens and appreciating life more when you know you're about to fucking die.
It is weird because there are things you go through. Like you go through the period where you go to a lot of young kids' birthday parties because your friends are having young kids. Or you go to a lot of weddings because a lot of your friends are getting married. When you get older, you go to a lot of funerals because all your friends are dying. I mean, that is kind of the natural progression.
You go to the diner every Thursday.
Oh, my God, that's my father. I was just about to bring this up. He's got his Thursday night crew, and then he's got his Friday morning crew.
My dad had the same crew every morning. Monday through Friday. They always did coffee every morning.
Aww, yeah, coffee. God. They go for coffee. They go for coffee. Yeah,
my grandpa did the McDonald's Mafia. They had the corner booth. There was six guys, and they just sit there for hours drinking coffee.
The cronies. Talking.
The cronies.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandfather would do that in front of 7-Eleven with, like, his boys. Like, they would sit there every morning drinking coffee. It was like, who do you think you are sitting out there like a tough guy?
They're enjoying it.
But does anybody do this at restaurants? Use your cell phone to look at the menu with the light?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Not yet.
All right, well, that's not a sign you're old then.
I really think we should focus on Scotty's control top panties today.
They're not control top panties. I'm just worried.
There's no control whatsoever.
Elvis saw them and goes, "What the fuck is that?"
Well, first of all, you must understand.
He's pulling his underwear past his nipples, and I'm not kidding.
He lost a lot of weight, so maybe they don't fit him anymore.
Show him how you do it.
I get dressed in the dark, and I pull whatever underwear is on the top of the thing. So
show him how high it goes.
Show him how high it goes. Up to your nipple. Watch this.
Oh my God. What the fuck is that?
Scotty, those
Scotty,
are not yours.
Why?
Whose are those?
No, they're mine. They're like these satin Joe boxer shorts.
How big are they?
Oh my God,
probably
Scott.
Extra large.
Like, is that all the way up your butt at that point?
When you it must be cinching something below.
No, it's still comfortable.
That's how big those things are. I was
Scotty,
like,
you can put three people in those.
I might.
How far can you get can you get them to your head?
No, that's as far as they can go before they rip.
He can make a frock out of the fabric.
Since we're talking about underwear, can you show your underwear?
Oh, those things we got?
Oh, okay, well, who sent these to you?
I don't know. I just, Danielle came in and like threw them at me and was like, this is
Danielle
real.
Danielle said, hey, here's some period panties.
I said, who wants mine? I don't want them.
But they're purple period panties.
Wait, they're not only purple. These are the biggest things I've ever seen. They're probably what Scotty's wearing.
Shut up.
Oh my!
How big those are!
Wait, those are seriously
slip into those. Slip into something more comfortable.
I would put these over my pants right now, and I'd probably pull them up to my boobs.
What makes them period panties? Do they have like a?
I mean, not to get too descriptive, but they've got like an absorbent thing in here.
Okay.
So yeah, you're supposed to be able to
pass around to every female at every radio station.
Yeah.
I don't know who
like,
sent
them. Oh,
okay.
Mine.
Let's be nice. Yeah.
Can we pee in them?
You want to try?
Not right now, but
these are about the same size as what you got on.
Right. It was very nice of them to send them.
It was very, very polite.
Yeah, but yes.
Absolutely.
Why do I think that Scotty's had female panties on before? And I hate that word, but why
I'm
do
sure
I
he has.
Once?
I remember once. There's a picture of me somewhere once. It was in the 90s.
Nothing.
That's not a turn on
me.
For me. Sure. I don't know. Some guys get into
me
that.
Me either. No, it wasn't. We were just messing around.
Ladies' undies?
Hold on. Like we were messing around. Who were you with when you put women's underwear on?
My old girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What? What do you want to say?
Okay, so.
Wow. All right.
My heart just skipped a beat.
I'm never surprised.
I'm so turned on.
That comes out of his mouth.
I see.
Every guy has tried on some girly panties.
No. No, he hasn't.
I have not.
Man on an island by the.
Yeah. I put on my mother's pantyhose when I was a kid.
There you go. Okay, that's
they fit good. That one time.
What?
I used to work in a store that would. Do you remember the legs pantyhose that would come in the eggs on that rack?
Yeah.
I took one off one time, went in the back room and tried them on.
Yes.
Did you put them back in the egg and
I
sell them?
No, I didn't. I threw them out.
Making sure.
And then you threw them away.
Yeah. I didn't like the way they felt.
Well, who are you talking to, Danielle?
What's going on?
My husband.
Yeah, put them on. Yeah,
hold on. I'm putting you on speaker. Hold on.
I'll call Brandon too if you want.
Hi, Sheldon.
Yes, hello. It's always such a pleasure to receive
this. So we're talking about like Scotty said, every guy has tried on women's panties at one time or another. So I'm calling you to ask you.
Well, I guess I'm just that anomaly because not in my wildest thoughts have I ever been curious to try on women's panties.
There you go.
Panties.
Oh, the way you say that's even more disgusting.
Punties.
All right, thank you, honey. Love you.
What a punt, Sheldon.
What a punties.
Punties?
She goes, I'm on the phone.
Don't they call
mom.
Them knickers there or something like
knickers.
That?
Knickers.
Aren't those like a totally different, like, floofy, frilly thing?
I don't know. I think they call them knickers in
aren't those
the crown.
I've never been there.
It's the crown.
Hey, what else? I think we're done. Are we done?
Oh, is that it? Here he is. Hey,
wait,
I got a question.
Oh, wait. We're asking Brandon if he's ever worried.
Hi, Brandon. You're on the speakerphone with everybody. In your life, have you ever tried on women's underwear?
No.
Liar.
I love Brandon's answer. No, just shut the... What are you even asking?
Okay, thanks. Okay, go back to work. Love
you. Bye.
He's now he's got coworkers around him. He's going, my girlfriend just called me and asked me.
You don't even need to ask.
Here we go. See if Alex answers. Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
To prove Scotty wrong.
Okay.
Scotty swears everyone has worn it.
Every guy has. And there's Sam's fiance.
I bet he has. Sam's fiance will.
He's probably wearing them right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sam's
fiance. If you have a girlfriend that has.
He definitely tried.
Well, let me go ahead.
He's definitely
Alex
tried.
Knows we're calling about women's panties. He's not answering on purpose.
All right, Scotty, what were you saying? If you have a girlfriend that what?
I was just going to say, if you have a girlfriend that's fun or whatever, and you're just screwing around and they don't say, hey, try these on?
Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Have you ever or are you currently wearing women's panties?
Ever.
Women's panties.
Just tried it on once. Have you ever tried them on?
Yes.
I told you. I could have made a lot of money off of this.
Are you wearing them right now?
I wish.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
We used you for what we needed.
That's all I ask for.
Will, everyone. Yay! Bye.
Hey. And with that,
goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.